How many of you speak Spanish? Out of curiosity. How many of you really speak good Spanish? Because some people go like this. How many of you like are kind of learning, you kind of have some facility with language, and how many of you can kind of have like a reading comprehension of Spanish? How many of you speak more than one language? I'm curious. I feel like everybody should learn more than one language. I speak four. What? Not good, but I speak them, right? My first language, of course, is, I was born and raised in Jersey, so my first language is English. I didn't learn, the Philippines has 80 plus distinct languages, 7,100 islands, more than 80 languages, truly a diverse people. But my second language, because I grew up in Jersey, was Spanish. I learned it in high school, but I got to use it in the streets, you know, when I was b-boying, and still to this day, it's the language of secrets in some ways between me and my son. That said, my father is also fluent in Spanish, but we never spoke Spanish to one another when I was growing up. I went to Buenos Aires. I rented an apartment out there one summer. And probably about 3 or 4 days into being in Buenos Aires, I called up my father, whom I don't have a great relationship with. But I just wanted to let him know that I was okay. And instinctively, because I had been speaking Spanish for a few days, I began speaking to him in Spanish. And he started speaking back to me in Spanish. And it was this first conversation that me and my father had ever had in Spanish with one another. And it started off almost like we were just kind of kidding each other because we had never heard each other speak Spanish directly to one another, right? And he always said that I spoke Spanish like a Puerto Rican, as if that were a bad thing, right? But me and my dad, we had this conversation. We stayed on the phone probably for a good, 10 minutes or so. And there was not one bitter feeling between us. This is a language that he and I, we could love one another in this language because we had not been angry at one another the way that we had been angry at one another in English for so many years. The irony of this being that the Philippines was colonized by Spain for 400 years. So the very language of oppression of a nation for four centuries became the very language of connection between me and my father. Right? So that's what this poem is about. As glass. When these sons of Buenos Aires holler at me in chorus from across the street, in the formal idioms their fathers used to ignore the beggars of Recoleta and the ubiquitous feral dogs, I understand just enough to switch my bag of fruits from one hand to the other and put El Clarín between my elbow and my flab, then fling their summer-toughened leather ball back halfway to the field, and they all rush toward me to be the first to retrieve it. I go back to my hard floor flat in Palermo and phone my dad back in Jersey. Papa, I say. Of course, at first, he doesn't recognize his own name or even my voice, for I am speaking to him with an affection whose prepositions point in all the wrong directions. It's simple. We don't loathe one another in Spanish like we do in English. For once, we are laughing at the same time. From que hay hasta adios, we end by wishing each other to God. And the boys, I can still hear them teasing one another in Lunfardo down the street. Maybe they aren't too young to despise their fathers. Maybe they can already taste a petty venom distilling in their mouths in the prayers they pretend to say before they sleep. For the moment, I love my dad more in this Castilian, this dialect of conquerors, this Larcenist parlance. I love him more than I will in English in the many years to come. In the American slang, I'd rather spit at his feet, the one I stutter into my lover's hair, the one boiled into my tendons. I'm eloquent in foolishness and rage. I should tell you what you don't yet know about my father's English. It rises from his ankles to his torso and limbs like molten glass. It stiffens when it cools, and this is why he and I can glare at one another for decades without moving. All the lexicons of sadness and delight fill the body, turning cold and hard around every muscle and bone, a crystalline filigree twisted around the capillaries and metacarpal nooks, stopping themselves in the esophagus, duplicating precisely the full latticework of the unseen. So if flesh, sinew, and gut, this human crucible, were to fall away as it must, what's left is the clear anatomy of a man's invisible within, cast in the most fragile human language, gone 77 years unsummoned. The whittled wooden fans of his childhood, calesas rocking over vegan cobblestone, hand-carved rosary beads, the curious Chicago cold, the solitary cough from a Brooklyn pew, soup and cots and elevators and burnt offerings and 400 years of horseshit poured hot through his veins. And I am there too. Sitting in a chilly apartment in Palermo, listening to the fading howls from the football field, the bold charity of a foreign tongue sweetening in my mind the image of this quickly aging man who used to whack me and my brothers silly with his leather belt. And every word of every tenderness I have failed to speak is already rising through my knees as glass. It is old and it is pure. It is not free of bitterness or grief. It is heating my very fingers as I write this. I want to learn to love more fluently, even if it means in English I should shatter into the body of my father.